with so much going on in the world, in our life, in our spiritual welfare, it's good to know we have a friend. Not just any friend, but a friend that has conquered all. God is now God, and we have seen his power on earth with the resurrection of Christ. So today's sermon is named, Oh, What a Friend We Have in Christ, as he sits on the right hand of the Father to this very day and continues to provide for us. This is a believe, receive, and apply type sermon. So first we must believe what is said in John 1st chapter 12 through the 14th verse. It says, Yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave a right to become children of God. Not children born of natural descent, but of human decision, or of husband will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and full of truth. John 3rd chapter, 35th to 36th verse, tells us that the Father loves the Son and placed everything in his hands. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. Eternal life, a promise made to all believers. But the benefits of belief include provisions that can be reaped right now to help us in these days that lie ahead of us. As children of God, he has provided all we need to survive these perilous times. One way we have to do what he has provided is the great counselor or the great comforter. With this, it is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is our helper. The Holy Spirit is our friend. It is our provisions. John 16, chapter 12, verse says, But I tell you the truth, it is good that I am going away. Because unless I go, the counselor would not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. A spiritual resolution for spiritual times. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ. This is the counselor that will lead us into all truth. Whatever the question, the Holy Spirit will appear and lead us into the right path. But you have to have faith and trust that this which was established by God for the comfort of his children with the Holy Spirit will no longer have to look to the world for guidance. We have a guide, the Spirit of Christ, who is all-knowing and will not lead his children, the children of God, astray. God has promised us a worry-free life, and Christ has promised us a worry-free life on earth. If we read Luke 12, chapter starting at the 22nd to the 34th verse, it says this. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life and what you will eat or what about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens, they do not sow or reap. They have no storerooms or barns, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable are you than birds? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies that grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If this is how God creates the grass and the fields, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses toward yourself that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In saying this, it is very simple. You got a problem, give it to Jesus. You have a situation, give it to Christ. You need money, you need to pay the rent, turn to God. Let him be that friend that you would call in the midnight hour if there was something wrong. Let him be that friend that you will lean on during the times that you can't stand by yourself. Christ is a friend to all of God's children. All that chosen him to believe in him. He's there for us. He won't lead us astray. His Holy Spirit will continue to dwell and be that guiding light that we need in such a dark world. When we're talking about Christ, and we're talking about allowing him to be his friend, for one thing, you have to trust in his ability. Now, if you had a friend that you wanted to go to the post office to buy you some stamps, you wouldn't constantly check with that friend to make sure that he's actually or she's actually going to buy the stamps, would we? No, we wouldn't. What we would do is that we would believe in the abilities of that friend and allow them to do the work that has been set forth before them. Well, the same thing applies to Christ. There are very specific things in the Bible that God said that Christ is here for. Allow him to be those things. If you're not sure what those things are, call on the Holy Spirit. And he said, I will send him. And there, from there, you will be able to be led into all truth, as the Word has told us. Again, this is something you must believe, not only receive. Jesus came to this earth as man. He was resurrected as Christ. That was the power of God. He promised us eternal life for all that believe. Will we forget about the provisions? No, we shall not. He promises those too. He promises us that if we seek him, we shall find him. Knock and the door shall be open. Seek and you shall find. So whenever you need a friend, there's no further place you need to go than right with Jesus. Right with Christ. Right with the Father. This is Reverend Angela McCarty, and each month I'm going to be giving a sermon. Sometimes they will be long, sometimes they will be short, but they will be what the Spirit has led me to say. So I want to encourage everyone on this Sunday evening to choose life, to choose Christ. Let him be that friend that God has set him up to be. Let him play that role for you in your life that we also desperately need, especially as times get troubled, things get hard, and the world turns dark. Oh, what a friend we have in Christ. God bless you, and I will see you next month for our next sermon.